Maryland Governor Larry Hogan moves to refund police, defunding is far-left lunacy. By Penny Starr on October 18, 2021. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan, a Republican, rolled out an initiative last week to increase spending on police and support for crime victims. Our $150 million Refund the Police initiative will provide a desperately needed shot in the arm to our state and local police agencies, Hogan said at a press conference at the State House in Annapolis. But there is far more work to be done. Trying to reduce crime by defunding police is dangerous, radical, far-left lunacy, Hogan said. Thinking that you can improve law enforcement by defunding the police is like saying you want to improve education by defunding the schools. Hogan said some of the funds will be allocated immediately and some will be included in the budget his administration will submit to the General Assembly prior to the start of the next legislative session, the Southern Maryland Chronicle reported. The news outlet detailed the funding. $45 million for local police aid. $50 million for state police compensation. $10 million for neighborhood safety grants. $14 million to make up for congressional cuts to victims' services programs. $6 million to make up for state cuts to victims' services programs. $24 million for body cameras and other accountability resources. 100% state match for both crime tips that lead to arrests and to incentivize witness testimony. The Chronicle reported. Hogan said that violent crime is out of control in Baltimore City and pointed to statistical trends that seemingly indicate that the city will exceed 300 homicides by the end of this year. Hogan said that city officials, particularly State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby, have not taken sufficient action to address violent crime. Following the 2021 legislative session, a series of police reform bills were enacted into law over Hogan's veto. The measures include limits on the use of excessive force and increased penalties for officers who do so without just cause, restrictions on no-knock warrants, easier access to officer personnel records, and phased-in requirements for all officers in the state to wear body cameras. Hogan has been an outspoken critic of former President Donald Trump. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to Starr@Breitbart.com.